You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Word came down on Friday. State officials are preparing to shut down as many as 38 underperforming schools in Michigan, with 25 of those schools in Detroit. What, if anything, could keep the school reform office from closing these schools? And how should we as a state deal with schools that are turning out unprepared students? Aaron Einhorn of Chalkbeat Detroit is here with us via Skype. Aaron, where are the schools located?
The 38 schools are throughout the state, largely in the urban areas, and most of them are in the city of Detroit.
I see, as I look at the list, there's Pontiac and Detroit and Benton Harbor and Kalamazoo and Saginaw and River Rouge and East Detroit. Are we picking up a theme here?
I think so, and I think that it's an important theme to note because these school closings are being made largely on test scores. The schools that have been for 3 years in the bottom 5% of state rankings, and those rankings are based on a couple of factors, but primarily test scores. And there's a long history of research that shows test scores are very much affected by the economic backgrounds of the students who are taking the exams.
Tell us more about what critics are saying about the criteria that landed these schools on the closure list.
Well, look, these are schools that are in dire shape. I mean, I don't think anybody is saying nothing should be done about these schools and that it's okay that kids are going to schools that aren't going to serve them well. And the school reform office, in making this announcement, is very much talking about, you know, we need to make sure kids are getting the educations they need to go to college and have careers. And so I think, you know, even the critics of the closings are going to say we do need to do something about these schools. So I think that's not controversial. But I think there's a lot of concerns about the idea that they've kind of made a list and the schools at the bottom list are going to get shut, are going to get closed. You know, and the list is being made in Lansing and the schools are all around the state. When you don't have the local community participating, there might be things they're not considering, like, did the district just spend millions of dollars renovating a school? Or maybe would it make more sense to merge the schools or do some other kind of intervention rather than just say these schools are bad, let's shut them down?
What have we heard from leaders of these schools as the list was released on Friday?
I mean, I heard from a lot of leaders who are concerned, particularly leaders who have done something in recent years in order to try to show improvement. I had written last year, and I think we talked on Stateside, about a charter school in Detroit that got a whole new leadership, a whole new educational system in 2015. And they say, oh, we're seeing a lot of progress, but it doesn't matter because these closure decisions are being made on 3 years, including the years before these guys came in. And the Education Achievement Authority said very much the same thing when they put out a statement on Friday. You know, they said most of their schools have actually seen improvements over the last couple of years. And they're saying, hey, give us a couple more years. The Education Achievement Authority schools are going back to the Detroit public schools. But still, they're saying, we're doing the right things. Let us keep going. Give us a chance to prove it. But it doesn't sound like most of these schools are going to get much of a chance.
And we know, Aaron, that Governor Snyder had believed that Detroit schools ought to get a chance to improve performance that happened under years of state-appointed managers. Now, there is a new Detroit public schools community district, but these 25 Detroit schools are not getting that chance?
I think that's a really important point. I don't know that I'd say that Governor Snyder himself felt that there was a legal opinion that was written for the district while it was under state control last summer that found that because the Detroit Public Schools are now officially a new legal entity called the Detroit Public Schools Community District, that they should get a fresh start, that they don't actually have 3 years of test scores to look at yet, and that the three-year clock should start this year. I mean, it's also worth noting that the state taxpayers put $617 million into the Detroit public school system last year to say, we're trying to fix what's been broken. And for the first time, because of that, much more of the money that's coming into the district is actually going into classrooms as opposed to paying legacy debt. But now you're going to say, okay, we're going to shut down 25 schools. Well, that's obviously going to drop enrollment. Those kids aren't all going to end up in other DPS schools. Most of them will end up somewhere else. And so the financial problems that we were trying to fix, you know, trying to avoid bankruptcy, you know, this is not likely going to help keep things stable in that district.
We should note, as you do in your stories for Chalk Beat Detroit, that the state tossed out the old MEEP test, plugged in the MSTEP exam in 2015, and schools were told by the State Department of Education, hey, we will give you time to get settled into the new MSTEP, but they're not getting that grace period.
That's true. The MSTEP started in 2015. These closure decisions are being based on 3 years, including 1 year of the MEEP and 2 years of the MSTEP, and they're not necessarily comparable from 1 year to the next. And when they switched to the MSTEP, the Michigan Department of Ed said, hey, schools, we know it's a change. We know it's new. So we're going to put, you know, a little bit of a pause on serious accountability and serious consequences for schools. But then in 2015, Governor Snyder took the School Reform Office, which had been part of the Michigan Department of Ed and which was controlled by the state school board, took that out and made it a gubernatorial office. And the School Reform Office says, well, we're not held to any promises that were made under the previous management. We need to do something about these struggling schools, about these failing schools, they'd say, and we're going to take aggressive steps.
Now that there is a whole new system, and as you point out, hundreds of millions of dollars have been pumped into those schools to help improve them, why hit the accelerator pedal? Why not give them a year or two of grace?
Well, part of it is that it's in the law. So the law last year that created the new school district that authorized the $617 million kickstart also had accountability language in it. And that accountability language was any school in the city of Detroit with 3 years of low test scores is going to be shut down. And the state school reform office says, well, it doesn't make sense to just apply that requirement in Detroit. We're going to apply it to the rest of the state.
Should we expect lawsuits?
Absolutely. The leaders of a number of districts have made it clear that they do plan to stop this in the courts, and particularly in Detroit, where you have two differing legal opinions. So you had the opinion from a law firm that the Detroit Public Schools had gotten that said, hey, this doesn't apply to these schools. And then the attorney general came out a couple months later and said, oh, it does apply. So you have two kind of legal authorities differing about the application of this law. So if it doesn't end up in court, I, for one, will be particularly shocked.
And you can access Chalkbeat by going to chalkbeat.org. Erin Einhorn, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.